So I just got off the phone with a client that I helped buy a practice about 1 year ago. He is both a dentist and he's an athlete. His goal is actually to make it into the Olympics. In high school and undergrad, he was competitive. He was like the top of the leagues for his age brackets. But he was smart enough to know that he probably wasn't going to make a full-time living in that field. And so he did go to dental school and he became a dentist. But he never gave up his desire to be athletic and to focus on these athletics and to actually try to make it into the Olympics. He wants to have plenty of time that he can train. But what he found, once he graduated from school and he took an associate job, he took a job where he had to work 5 days per week working for one of the corporate offices, and he just didn't have the time or the energy to train the way that he wished he was able to train. So that's where I entered the picture. He called me and said, Chris, I am struggling because I want to be committed to dentistry. I think it's a great career, but I also want to be committed to my sport and I want to have enough time to train. And right now I have evenings and the weekends and it's not enough for me to stay competitive. I need more time to train. I'm working too much. And I told him, I agree with you. As a dentist, there's no reason for you to be working 5 days a week if you don't want to. Some dentists want to work 5 days a week. That is great. But as a dentist, you can make enough money working even just 1 or 2 days a week to support a very, very comfortable lifestyle as long as you do things right. The key is we need to find a way in which you're able to keep a higher percentage of your earnings. Right now, with you working at your corporate associate job, every dollar you make, you are sharing something like 70 to 80% of that with the corporation rather than keeping that money for yourself. If you become the owner of a practice, it's not unrealistic. For every dollar you make, maybe half of that goes to cover your overhead, but half of it you're keeping for yourself. If you are going to work somewhere like Aspen or Heartland or Pacific, not only do you still have to cover the overhead for that office, but you also have to cover the overhead for the shareholders, for the fancy corporate buildings, for all the different executives up the corporate ladder that you are paying their salaries. You are going to be making less money per patient if you are working at a corporate office than if you are in an office that is well-run where you are the owner and you're keeping a higher percentage of your earnings. What this means in practice is as an owner, you can either work half as much as you were working at your associate job and make the same amount of money, or you can work the same amount that you were working at your associate job and make something like twice as much. It's not uncommon for dentists who are working as associates making $250,000 a year to go into ownership and make $500,000 their first year of ownership. And it's not that they're working significantly harder. Sure, there's going to be some administrative overhead when you buy a practice. Now, as you get more advanced and build your systems, a lot of that kind of goes to the wayside because you're able to have an office manager that's taking care of a lot of the front office stuff, and you're able to have a lead assistant that's taking care of a lot of the back office stuff. And ultimately, you just have to make some of the higher end, bigger decisions at the office, but you can get dental practices to where they're basically running themselves. And you come in, you do your work, and now you're making twice as much as you would be making if you were working at Aspen or Heartland or Pacific or some sort of associate job. In this case, though, because this client, he wants to have more time to train. He's a professional athlete. He's training for the Olympics, right? And so what we came up with a plan for him was, how can we maintain your current income, but give you significantly more time for training? That was our goal. He said, I'm making plenty of money at my associate job. He was making something like $300,000 a year, which is good money. Like that's, you can live a very decent life off of $300,000 a year. Now, this client in particular, he also was making some money from his athletics, not as much as he was making from dentistry, but enough that he was fine with his income from dentistry not growing. And he wanted to work less so he had more time to do other things. So we started looking at offices. We looked at maybe 7 or 8 different dental practices before we settled on one. Specifically, what we were looking for is we were looking for an office where he could come in, he could either maintain or increase production, but also not have to work a crazy schedule. And we found an office where the seller had been working 3.5 days per week, had 2 hygienists. Those hygienists were happy working those 3.5 days a week. All the staff there at the office were happy working 3.5 days a week. There was actually an associate at the office. What he did is he actually kept on that associate. The seller was old and ready to retire. So he took the place of that seller. Rather than work 3.5 days a week, which is how many days the office was open, the associate kept working those 3.5 days a week. And my client, he decided he was only going to work 2 days per week. And then the office was still going to be open those additional days and a half with the associate running the office. I just got off the phone with him and he's been there for about a year. We went and we looked at how much have you made in your first year? How successful has your plan been? Now, keep in mind, he only was working 2 days per week. And he also had a lot of travel that he was doing. Both he just enjoyed travel, but also for his athletics, he had trips and things he had to go on commonly. There were periods where he went 2 to 3 weeks without even being at the office because he was on trips. Now, he did have some administrative work that he was able to do, but a lot of that he was able to do either at home or remotely when he was on a trip, because a lot of that was just remote administrative stuff. He was able to call in and talk to the office manager, and the office manager was able to take care of most of that. And so we're talking pretty hands-off for being a dentist. That's pretty impressive he was able to get to this point. And here's the thing. He made $400,000 over the last year. When he came to me, he was making about $300,000, and he was working 5 days a week. And he would, you know, just a few vacations, maybe 4 or 5 vacation weeks. After he bought a practice, because he bought the right practice and he knew his goals coming in, and he's making $100,000 more than he was making when he was working at that associate job. This is why it's hard for me to understand why anyone who's a dentist would want to continue working at their associate job. You can make significantly more, you can work significantly less, or you can split it in the middle somewhere and you can work a little bit less and make a little bit more. When you're the owner, you get to control your schedule. You get to set things up the way you want to set them up. If you have some sort of requirements, you're training for the Olympics and you want to have some time off, as an owner, that's the kind of thing you can do. Another one I hear a lot is dentists who have young kids, and they say, I don't know if I'm ready to be an owner because I have young kids. I want to make sure I have time to spend with my family. What are you talking about? The types of dentists that have the ability to take time off whenever they want, they're not working for a corporate associate job. Owners have the ability to control their schedule however they want. If you decide you just want to take a day off for whatever reason, you just call your office, you call your front office, you say, hey, I'm not going to be there today. Make sure hygiene is taken care of and then reschedule my patients. And they just do it. You're the boss. You do things the way you want to do them. You set your schedule up the way you want to set them up. You're in control of your schedule. You can set it up however you want. If you're working for a corporation, they have schedules pre-assigned and you have to do what they say. You can't just take off 3 or 4 weeks of vacation just because you want to. You have to get approval. You have to ask for permission. As a dentist, you shouldn't have to ask anyone for permission. Just do the things you want to do. Set the schedule up the way you want to have it set up. You are a dentist. You've made it through dental school. You have the ability to be in control and make these types of decisions. You just have to be the owner of the business. If someone else is the owner, you don't have the ability to call those shots. If someone else is the owner, you're going to have to ask for permission. If someone else is the owner, if you take too much time off and you don't show up, you can get fired. If you are the owner of the business, you can run the business the way you want to run it. Some dentists, when they come to me, they want to optimize for income. They want to make the most money possible. In which case, I'm telling them, hey, well, then you should be working 4, maybe even 5 days a week, become an owner, find a huge practice with lots and lots of patients, and get to work, produce a lot of dentistry, get good at treatment planning, get good with case acceptance, and you can make an enormous amount of money as a dentist. And some dentists come to me and they say, hey, Chris, I am happy with what I'm making, but I just don't like working as an associate. I want to have more control. Great. Buy a smaller to medium-sized practice. Cut back on your hours. You could work 3 days a week if you want. This dentist I was working with is only working 2 days a week, making $400,000 a year. You can set up the business however you want to set it up. That is the thing about becoming an owner. Now, if you are going to buy a practice, you need to decide, what are your goals? What do you actually want to accomplish? Are you wanting a practice where you're going to be working a lot and making a lot? Or are you going to want a practice where you're working a medium amount and making still a lot, you know, less than if you're working 5 days a week, but you can still make really good money working three. If you work 4 days a week, I mean, you can make, it's fairly easy to make more than $1 million a year as a dentist working 4 days a week. I've seen it a lot. It's very common. 3 days a week, if you have associates, maybe it could be a little bit harder, but if you're if you just want to make $500,000 a year, you could easily be working 3-4 days a week. And if you're all right with $300,000 to $400,000 a year, you could do that working 2 days a week. If that's what you want, if that's your goal, that's fine. That's still significantly more than most people in America are going to be making this year. And you're doing it working 2 days a week. Dentistry is awesome if you do things right. Dentistry is an incredible career. AI right now is transforming the workplace. It's coming to affect so many jobs. You as a dentist, you don't have to worry about that. You're hands-on. You have a moat around the work that you do. You have to go to dental school, which takes a lot of time. You have to have gone to an undergrad dental school in the US, or else there's a lot of requirements for people who are coming international. It's hard for even people who are dentists in other countries to come and practice dentistry in the US. There is a moat around dentistry. It's incredibly secure. It's really, really, really difficult to become a dentist. As a dentist, you have a skill set that not that many people have, and there are regulations around the whole field of dentistry that protect you, which means if you want to set up a career in which you're working less or you're making a lot of money, however you want to set it up, there is ample opportunity to do it. Just, it's time to leave that associate job if you have goals. If you want to achieve something with your life, with your career, then just get out and do it. Stop sitting around watching YouTube videos when you should be out there working. Like, just take accountability, get started. It's really not that complicated. I worked with some dentists who they're so afraid of ownership. They come to me and they say, Chris, I just don't know if I'm going to be able to do this. And they list all these things as if it's this like super crazy complicated thing. Yeah, it's a big purchase. If you buy a dental practice, you're going to be spending a significant amount of money to buy that practice. Oftentimes $1 million, $1.5 million is not uncommon. And so you want to make sure you're doing this right. You need to make sure you're buying the right practice. Because if you buy the wrong practice, if you get into ownership the wrong way, sometimes ownership can actually be worse than working as an associate. As an associate, your income is going to be capped. You're not going to be making nearly as much as you could be as an owner, but you also aren't going to be losing money. If you buy the wrong practice, or if you try to do a startup and don't know what you're doing, there's a chance that you could actually lose money. You're losing a huge amount of money in terms of the opportunity cost, where you could have been working at a job making $300,000 a year, and instead you do a startup where you make $0 per year your first few years, or potentially negative if you're not careful. So yeah, I mean, you need to be careful getting into ownership. I want to be clear. I'm not just recommending anyone just become an owner, buying any practice, doing a startup anywhere without doing your research. You need to figure this out. You need to do things correctly. But if you're willing to take the time to hire the people you need to hire to do this right, to learn the things you need to learn to do this right, and to get the experience that you need in order to be successful at being an owner, then there is so much potential in dental practice ownership. Probably more potential than almost any other field that at least I'm aware of right now. Because with the way that AI is changing things, the way that the future is headed, dentistry is still one of the highest paying and safest careers you can find. And it's one where it's still very, very common for single dentists to be the owner of their own practice. If you go into, you know, some sort of medicine, if you are an emergency room physician, you're probably not going to be able to own your own emergency clinic. Like that's extremely difficult to do. If you are maybe a dermatologist, maybe you could own your own clinic. If you're a radiologist, et cetera, you're going to be working for hospitals. You're not going to own your own hospital. But as a dentist, you can own the clinic. You can own all the equipment in the clinic. 100% of that profit is going to your pocket. It goes straight into your bank account. Once you pay your expenses, you get to keep everything. Whereas if you are working as an associate or you're working for some other person, that profit is going to have to be shared. There's a reason that these corporations exist, and that is to make a profit. And the only money that can be made in a dental practice is money that's being made by the dentist. I mean, hygienists kind of can produce, but they're in most states legally not able to produce unless there is a dentist on site. And so you as a dentist are required. You are the one making the money at that clinic that you're working at. The only way that these corporations are surviving is because dentists are sharing a portion of their income with those corporations. If you want to either make more money or you want to have more control and work less, the answer is to be the owner of your own practice.